Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. Thanks kindly. Love everyone. I'm Tahuti.
Mary here. Welcome everyone. Peace. Ultimate health. Prosperity worldwide. Thanks for being with Justice Radio Station. Premise. Lesson 1. The only thing to unite everyone is absolute truth. For this to happen, for individuals to unite, a change must take place. Change. Make or become different. One may ask, how do I change from what to what? Where do I start? Everyone, let me hear suggestions about how to change. What are your suggestions? Justice Radio Station Premise, Lesson 1. The only thing to unite everyone is absolute truth. For this to happen, Tahuti, peace and love. Where do I start? What is the suggestion for where to start to change?
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. Thanks kindly. Peace to you and yours, Mary.
Thank you.
Thanks for helping us to get to this point.
Welcome.
Thanks to all who helped I and I to get to this point.
Yes, thanks.
Peace to you and yours, Scotty Reed. Black Talk Radio Network, right on.
Right on, right on.
This is Justice Radio Station, Jailhouse Psychotherapy.
Liberation Revolution for the individual.
If you do not understand the human mind, you will remain a slave to beliefs of someone else.
True.
Remember, everything one knows or one believes, one has been taught. So question everything you believe, been taught. So let's start from the source. What is the source? Absolute truth. Let's start there. Unquestionable, not an opinion or a belief or faith or hope, is I am here now. Because I was asked, well, you know, who's truth? So we're saying, ask yourself, are you absolutely sure that you exist right now? Is that absolutely true?
I am.
Or it's just a belief?
I am sure. I know I am.
You notice that everyone who introduced themselves, each individual who introduced themselves, they introduced themselves as I am so-and-so.
Yes. Who's this I that everyone refers to as self?
Ask yourself an answer. Who am I? Am I really who I am?
Am I all I ought to be?
I am means existence. Existence is infinite, eternal, and complete. and that which is eternal, complete, and infinite is I Am. So always ask the question, is what I believe, think, feel, or perceive absolutely true? For only absolute truth is true. Anything else is not true, hence not real. I want to share a point in regards to self-knowledge and also the idea of identity. Been brought to my attention, and after examining it thoroughly, I come to realize it's a good point in context to it's a political necessity to still have poor people, black people, out of their mind, upside down, inside out,
backwards,
maladjusted, whatever you want to call it.
See, it's a necessity to keep everyone the way they are, malfunctioning.
So I was looking at that in context to identity. In terms of, I've been taught that information's been colonized.
Right.
You know, the black man, woman, and child, their mind's been colonized. Information been falsified.
Yes. By the masses.
You know, fantasies and myths was taught from early childhood. The stereotype. The different symbols. Good hair. Light skin, good skin. So, I was looking at all of this seems to spell up to lack of identity. You listen again to the conversation that's going on the place where you kind of depend on getting your news and information. I've just looked at them in terms of the corporate media has just been so discredited. I don't give them any kind of credibility whatsoever. But these are the individuals still leading and guiding information.
Right.
Or the false news. But when hasn't it not? They've done more to damage than any of the other disciplines.
Always.
Media. Information.
Yes.
Fake news. Misleading information get us into all kinds of wars and problems.
All the time, forever it seems.
So we're saying these are the very same people though. I and I saying what we're looking for to help solve the problems.
Right.
I put my money on alternative media. But I'd like to still say only one thing can unite all. UNITE. Absolute truth.
Absolute.
And another thing I was thinking about, the idea of if I and I can agree that we live in an unjust system, the rules and the laws that support this system can't be correct. It can't be true.
No.
But these very same laws, if the system is just,
yes, where no one is mistreated.
And who needs the most constructive help?
Receives it.
White or black.
Right.
Must be correct.
Yes, these same laws will be correct.
So, after saying that, I'm saying, let's check out this thought about self-knowledge.
All right.
Let's start with what you are doing this very moment. I want you to make the effort of becoming aware of the fact that you are involved in two sets of functions. On one hand, you are making the effort to keep your attention on the sequence of words that I am uttering. On the other hand, without your conscious effort and awareness, the meaning of what you are hearing is taking shape. These two sets of functions are more apparent in more complex activities. While you need to think of getting up and going somewhere, you need not think of the details of the muscular activities involved in getting up itself. They are taken care of for you. When you type, dance, play an instrument, perform in a sports, drive, write, etc., you can become aware of the fact that some part of your activities is performed without conscious effort. Now, this dualization of being, your being, into two fundamental sets of function is a part of the central theme of self-knowledge. One part of your being is concerned with activities that you have to direct, while the other deals with activities that occurs without your attention to them. You see that?
See that.
You direct your attention to the desired results, and the other part of your being, unattended, takes care of the execution. In fact, as you sit or do what you're doing, this other part is without your attention or consent, determining what understanding you are extracting from what I am saying. And at the same time, it is taking care of your breathing, exchanging oxygen for carbon dioxide in your blood, circulating the latter through every cell in your body, probably digesting some food and getting ready to shut down the part of you that directs activities that it, the automatic part of being, for lack of a better term, may have more freedom and energy to do some major repair on your vehicle, this body, this persona,
this human,
while you sleep, among many, many other very complicated things. It should be obvious by now that there exists a vast difference in the knowledge and capabilities between the two parts of our being. While the willed part of our being has to be instructed, and it is no better in its performance than the quality of the material taught it. Get it?
Got it.
The automatic part of being is directed by an omniscient factor. Let's realize that it directed the formation of the so-called physical part of our being the very moment that our progenitor sperm and egg came together. What if the willed part of our being, instead of learning from the nescient the limited in knowledge, the blind will of others, learn from the omniscient being that directs the automaton within I and I, us but I. Get it?
Got it.
Instead of the limited in knowledge, learning from the limited in knowledge, learn from the omniscient.
That would work.
The answer to these questions will provide full insight into the nature of our being. Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App. Welcome to Jailhouse Psychotherapy. I'm Tahuti.
Very.
We're talking about identity. And looking at the only thing that can unite all is absolute truth.
Right.
I was reading a concept of looking at the idea of this duality that helps make up this human. The idea of there's this automatic part of I that's dealing with our breathing and our blood circulation, cleansing, oxygen level with the carbon dioxide mix, cleaning of the blood, etc., etc., making sure the muscles can move as we think of even getting up and getting a glass of water. So you're looking at there's a definitely other types of intelligence, another type of intelligence that exists beyond the limited understanding of this human. Speaking of this human, know that my thoughts will always limit me. Know there appears to be another source if you kind of check it, the universal mind, which think and can only know limitations and opposition. This human mind, understand it, study about it. Know that my thoughts will always limit me by keeping all knowledge apparently out of my awareness. Repression. In psychology, it's called. And make me believe the source of my problem is outside of me. Projection. Therefore, I should always ask the question, In what ways do my thoughts and beliefs limit me? And we're also looking at the idea of self-knowledge. If you don't know self, how do you know these thoughts are yours? Are they generic or are they coming from someone else? Remember, everything that I know, I have been taught.
Right.
And do you ever check it? You don't seem to even question certain things. You just go along. Isn't that funny?
Well, that's what's happening. You really don't. You know, as a child, I didn't ask many questions. Even getting older, it's not something that's readily encouraged. Question what? Even in the so-called churches, that's not a place where you naturally ask questions. If you want to go along and try and ask something within the lesson of the 66 books, then so be it. But it has to relate to, and then you will be given the answer within those confines, within the whole deception area of religion as it is.
So then we're saying then, definitely always ask the question, is
yes.
What I believe, think, feel, or perceive absolutely true?
Correct.
For yes. Only absolute truth is true. Anything else is not true. Hence, not real. It don't even exist. Only existence is. And that is what I am. The reason why I'm stressing that is to come to this. The idea of this body, this human, is the self. Has to be questioned. Has to be questioned.
True, that's true.
Because, again, just like everything that was taught, this is something that was taught.
That's right.
Is it true? How do you know it's true? Right?
Right.
And if you're going to look now that if you have a certain hue, that also now this human is cursed. And then the idea is, I didn't know that I belonged to a race until I was told.
Right.
In terms of this black race. Or a human race. So is any of these things true, or are they just story?
Deception.
Things that's been planted that folks can control
and benefit from at the expense of others.
Because if you understand anything about behavioral psychology, then you know that how the body reacts to certain thoughts, certain ideas. Thought, speech, action,
right.
They all go together. They say how you think is how you now should.
That's right, how you act.
So what you believe.
That's right, it's how you act.
Because I believe knowing is different from believing.
That's right. And conditioning, and everybody else is doing it. Then the individual believes, I must be okay doing what everybody else is doing. Thinking like everyone else is. Not questioning. And this brings a good point. Because when individuals don't just go along, then they're looked at as the troublemaker. And you'll find out that you're the white sheep of the family.
Very good. And then somehow this human nature too, not talking about anyone specifically, looking at the nature of this human mind and how it could be punked, bamboozled, used. Because it has certain beliefs, not knowledge now. Information. Right?
Right.
And so now, if you're going to buy into the lie that you're a human, then now, somehow you have certain premise. This human, he has certain premise, this mind.
A nature.
That somehow never seems to shut up.
A structure, right.
You just keep on chatting.
Talk. Just... information.
Fussing. Complaining.
Yes. Anything coming in
mind. Complaining.
Yes.
Criticizing.
Everybody. And you know, you heard about multiplication.
Ooh.
Have you noticed you start talking and saying things about something or someone that's not constructive? Everybody chimes in.
So you're saying even if it's a lie.
Even if it's a lie. Yes. And individuals don't get to the truth. That's not what's looked at. Because if that was the case, I would look at the cause of why this conversation is going on. And in most cases, when you look at the conversations taking place, at the base of it is this thing called race. You know, this political
race
strategy.
Issue.
Yes, this race issue.
So
that is
even
an
looking
issue,
too,
the issue.
Is that one of the reasons why we don't have peace?
Hey, I say yes.
Is that
yes.
One of the reasons why I and I don't know self?
Right, very good.
Don't have
That's
the identity
true.
Of self?
Identity crisis, which means that, as I said, if I don't know who I am, how do I know what's real? Then that means that anything I tell the offspring is a lie. So everyone's basically telling lies to the children, to the self.
And then looking again at this human, which have this premise that it somehow stands alone. I think so, I am. There appears to be more than one I that exists, and all humans call themselves I, if you check it, and think they exist separate and apart from this all-present, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-acting, that I am, which I and I is introducing as I, identity.
Yes.
Try that one on, since I don't have an identity.
Yes.
How about absolute truth?
As
infinite.
My, as the identity.
Yes, since
yes.
I and I don't have an identity.
I get it.
Because
I am.
We're looking at now, this human, as we're saying, is eluding that he's separate from this all powerful truth, right, which is unquestionable. That is, I am here right now.
Right.
And only now. Not yesterday, not tomorrow. But if you're going to look at yourself as this human now, it's saying, well, it's separate and apart from the presence of all this all-knowing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Its basic thought is, as a human, it exists separate and apart from the infinite, and separate and apart from absolute truth.
Right.
But is that true?
No, it can't be.
So how can that be then? I am, that I was told is I.
That's the lie, the deceit. That's part of the identity crisis. Not knowing the difference between the self and the person.
That's almost like remind me of you saying, was actually absolute truth, and then our thoughts was also not real.
Yes.
Illusion.
Yes. If it's not absolutely true, it's an illusion, not real.
Can't be.
So all the lies that's actually going on with all the webs of deceit in our face is actually a lie.
Can't be real.
Out of somebody's mind.
Not if you're going to look at absolute truth as
right,
the only truth. And all other ideas is just beliefs, which, as we're saying, looking at this human who thinks now it's a sinner and needs a savior from outside,
right,
as part of its premise. Yes. So in that context, it can't embrace absolute truth because it's somehow it's created for self-preservation.
It has
feelings. I like, I don't like him, I don't like her. It has cravings, these emotions, anger, greed, selfishness, hate, revenge, murder. So if you don't understand the nature of this human mind, you can be now controlled by someone else through these emotions.
Right.
That's why I and I say, question everything that you believe. Is your beliefs? Are they organic? Or are they from one else?
Well, we're born into a society with words and definitions already in place. Hence, this is where I get all my beliefs. And everybody else is believing it, so why not I? Even if someone around is expressing truth about the deceit, about the beliefs that have been given, and they've been given by a corporation that have bad intentions for everyone. So hence the identity crisis. Identity crisis.
We're saying the true solution is to turn within, see the nature and structure of the human mind, and know that the true identity of I and I is infinite peace and love, which is who and what I am.
That's a good base in terms of looking at change. I know now what I'm working to remember, because it's not necessarily changing, it's remembering. Of course, that will produce change by remembering and acting accordingly, knowing who I am, not the person, knowing the self, the characteristics of the self, the characteristics of the person. That way I'm able to transfer the identity from the person to the self, which is actually who I am.
So as you're saying that, I was thinking, breaking down the I's thought in another way, in now understanding technically what is happening to I in context to the false idea of the body is the self,
right,
is now to realize that you got to have now a metaphysical,
all right,
in context to now what the I is saying about change.
Yes.
In terms of now make or become different.
Yes.
So the concepts of a metaphysical, using words, definition of words to produce truth and correctness, it is important to get to the metaphysical of this idea of even liberation.
Very good.
Because we didn't touch on liberation, but in context to colonize mind.
Yes.
In context to being out of our mind.
Right.
In realizing that it's a political necessity to keep I and I out of our mind.
Right. That's why that mental physical is necessary.
That core, as the I say, change. To make or become different.
Yes.
So we're saying certain philosophical goals, ideological goals, is now become very important, not from the standpoint of what I and I is now working to establish in our life, but also what's the goals of where I'm at.
Yes, that's important.
Because it's just like I and I talked about it earlier, if you have amnesia, you also don't know where you're at.
You don't, or how it works.
Yeah.
How
in terms of
work.
The society,
right.
in this context.
Right.
So in terms of now, where am I at?
Yes.
So we're saying it's in an unjust system.
Yes.
Welcome.
That's right.
So now I and I know what technically is happening, and knowing so being tricked to say this body with all these moves and these emotions that can be conditioned and controlled. It's not I and I. Now I know that I now, the work to be done is to transfer my identity through a metaphysical.
Right. And the reason this is being said is looking at the fact that the society, the laws that maintain the society, it's a business, a corporation. And when you have a business in place, you do everything to keep it going, going. The schools, everything, every aspect of society, keeping going. The corporation has to keep the individual who I'm mistreating and benefiting from. That's my business. You all are my business. So I must keep the conditioning going. I must keep you at a certain non-intellectual level. As a matter of fact, crisis identity, identity crisis, so that the individuals believe they're exactly what I'm setting up the environment to look like. I want you to think you are free. I want you to think you are part of me. I want you to just have my values.
And the idea of now, what that came to mind, by having their symbols up, remember white is
yes,
the symbol as itself,
right.
And all the association. So now by, now also not feeling and having you feel without their love,
can't do anything.
I can't do nothing.
Wow.
And not only that, I can't love myself. Just like the doll, the white doll
right.
Experiment.
Yes. Yes, everyone, family.
So that's why it's important now for the metaphysical to get root to the root of the trauma.
Right.
So now, as you're saying, all our values,
yes.
Which is what they're utilizing. To hold I and I down, because remember, say your values, your morals, how you spend your money,
right.
What's your taste sexually, and all these kind of ways is how they can use I
yes.
With their toys and
keep
et cetera,
us out of our mind. Yes, everything I know, I've been taught by someone who has bad intentions.
So without further ado, to carry on this thought, I want you to hear it from another perspective. Remember, jailhouse psychotherapy is a general term to understand self-help. Learn about your conditioning, moods, feelings, thoughts, behavior, desires. Psychotherapy teaches one how to take control of life, respond to challenging situations with healthy coping skills. Remember now, we want to transfer our identity from this physical body, this persona, this self, this persona, this pretend self, to our true identity, which is absolute truth. Complete So it's saying these are certain ideas I've pulled together and working to take it to another level to somehow find my identity in terms of now how can I counter an unjust system it appears that I was born in. Get it?
Got it.
So close your eyes and watch this.
Mr. President, distinguished delegates.
Justice Radio Station. Jailhouse Psychotherapy for the Individual. 8 p.m. Eastern. At your bookstore for justice.info. If you do not understand the human mind, you will remain a slave to beliefs of someone else. Jailhouse Psychotherapy, nightly, 8 p.m. Eastern, Black Talk Radio Network.
Democracy versus justice.
I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that he shed his blood for me. I believe in Allah and his faithful servant Muhammad. I believe the Jews are God's chosen people. I believe. Why not say I know? Can you know for sure that what you are saying is absolutely true? What tells you it is true? It must be the mind. But can the mind know what is true? Or does it rely upon beliefs, forever shutting out the certainty of truth? Maybe believing is all the human mind can do. Maybe the truth is the human mind is afraid of the truth. Stay tuned and see if the human mind and truth can coexist. This is Who Am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Who?
Our purpose is to awaken.
Who am I?
To awaken to absolute truth.
Who am I?
Who?
Who?
Who? Our purpose is to awaken, to awaken to absolute truth.
Absolute truth.
Our purpose is to awaken, to awaken, to awaken. Are they one and the same?
Absolute.
But your mind told you not to.
Right.
And that's what we're here to look at. All right. See, we want to get to the source. And the source has to be this. It has to be, if you are in a way conscious and aware, your source has to be true. Now, the only thing is that we believe certain things. Our minds will tell us, this is true. All right, and if you notice in the intro, I start off with, you know, three statements reflecting the major religions, the Abrahamic religions, okay? Jesus is the focal point for Christians. And they believe he died for their sins. And Allah, that Muhammad was his chosen prophet. And Jews said that they were God's chosen people. Now, we're not here to attack anybody's religion. If you got a religion, keep it. All right? We're not here to convert anybody or in any kind of way evangelize or anything or to make you feel that your religion is wrong. Because if you think something is wrong, you are now caught in the mind. All right, because the mind has to have right and wrong. We're here to inquire and see if we can discover what is true. That, you tell me something more important than that. I can't think of, I'm open to, I have an open mind maybe, all right, to, you know, that there is, if there is something more important than absolute truth, show me, all right? Matter of fact, that's something you should ask you know, your pastor. That's something you should ask your professors if you're in school, or ask anyone. How do I know what you are saying is absolutely true? Prove it. Yeah.
Yes, Dr. Carter. The human thinking cannot actually be activated in trying to find the truth. It is because I think the problems with us as human is that we've been organized as a system of thinking, that thinking is everything, that cause and effect is where we stay, and we need to go outside that, which is a silence, the stillness. And you hear about people talking about, why aren't you listening? You know, it's because we're talking all the time. Mm-hmm. We have to start listening so we can actually be there where we need to be, and I am. And people like Einstein said, well, we have a low level pandemonium. You know, we just don't know. We haven't figured out as a human. This is why we are so confused.
Yeah, well, one of the scariest things to the human mind is I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because, you know, I know that, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we want to have something to that we call truth, all right? And we will call it truth, and we will anchor ourselves on that, but we won't question whether or not, like I said, it's true. And yes, the human mind, you know, people do not want to be quiet because the human mind is always running. They'll wake you up at 2:00 in the morning and go, oh, I didn't pay that bill. Oh, what did they say about me? You know, all kinds of junk, okay? And yes, it's running constantly. The silence that you're speaking of. You know, I think it was Jesus, I think, who said, be still and know. Yeah. Right, is that right, Dr. Street? Yeah, be still and know I am. Yes, that God. The I am mm-hmm. is God, okay? Yes. But the human mind says, no, I believe in God. And now you're in psychology, okay? And you're not in truth. And so you got to, yes, you have to, you know, inquire of your mind and your beliefs. Now, you're going to believe something as a human, all right? And it's okay. I mean, you know, when Joan and I were young, we believed in Santa Claus, like most of you, okay? Remember the terrorist show, you know? But, you know, it's like, that's just a belief. There ain't no Santa Claus. There is no Jehovah. There is no Allah. There is not even a Jesus.
There is no human.
There is no human. Whoa, yeah, but what is this speaking? Okay, you know, then you have to get it, you know, what do you mean no human? You can see me, you can hear me, you may not want to, and you know, you may not even want to see me, you go, wow, he ugly, or whatever, okay? But you know, the point is, you're now relying upon perception, your senses, and that's what the mind uses to verify what it calls reality. It has something, as we were talking, Leonard was talking about last time. We have this subject object. And the mind tends to know through something called I'm the subject, you're the object. Okay? And that is my senses tell me that I can see you, I can hear you, or whatever. And now I got evidence. And this is the basis of science. That's why science doesn't know what's true. And religion relies upon beliefs, they don't know what's true. Because it all comes out of the mind. All right? Yeah, Joe.
So the mind then is dependent upon, existence. The mind seeks existence and does not seek truth.
It seeks something outside of itself to verify it. For instance, you think you are a body. Mm-hmm. You have to have air, something outside of you, food, right? So,
but it's all tied up to exist.
Yes, it says I exist.
I exist,
right.
And I have to have air, I have to have food, water, etc.
Right.
So that I can exist. So that's what my mind tells me. Now, why do I have to worry about truth?
Because it's the only thing there is.
But my mind doesn't let me tell me that.
No, it is in contradiction to truth. That's why we were saying in the last show, you can't get to truth or heaven or God. Okay? And as you're saying, John, the mind is always dependent. It cannot stand alone. Only truth can stand alone. Truth has no need for anything else. I am that I am. That's it. Why? Because it's absolute. It is infinite. Infinity cannot depend on anything because there's nothing outside of infinity. It's the only thing that is completely standalone by itself. I am the only one that is, and I'm all alone. And I need, I know of another. Now, Alan Carter does. I relied upon Ruth Carter and Robert Carter like you did, okay? We all, as little infants, we rely upon our parents, okay? And then we grow up and we got our teachers, and then our preachers, and then, you know, people who tell us stuff. And we say that's true, okay? But that keeps that dependent mind always in place. Always, because it is never independent. If you want true freedom, you will have to realize that your human mind cannot tolerate that. It cannot be independent. I think Gloria and then Marilyn.
My mind just lost
one. You lost a thought? Good!
But mind and truth, like not Gloria mind, mind one, there's only one mind. Infinite is synonymous with truth.
Yeah, you can call it mind. Yeah, you can call it omniscience.
Awareness and mind are one and the same.
Yeah, omniscience. You can call it that. Omni meaning all, and all means one. One mind, one knower. All right. Is this? And you will hear people, religious people, say, "Well, God is omnipresent and omniscient." Do you really know what that means?
No.
Are you really aware of what you're saying? There is only one mind. One mind. Now it looks like there are 11 different minds up here, and then I got a little mind. All right? And Barack has a little mind. Seriously. Every human being thinks they have a mind. But then what happens to that which is the only mind? All means only. And omni means all. So, you know, how can God, omniscient, the only mind that is, know of a Gloria mind, or Lorraine, or Joan, or Jesus mind? Okay? All right. I see Bachelor going blind. I got a few heads. No, Marilyn was next, and then Addie.
So, Dr. Carr, since we were taught, when you're small, you're taught to follow your mind and your goal setting, all those other good things. So those people who have technically lost their mind, or maybe they have a little dementia going on, so they're in a state of being which is where the rest of us should want to be?
No.
No.
No. No, I mean, they still, you know, identify with a body. Yeah. As long as you are identified with this skin bag, you're limited. Hmm. Okay? And they would still have to, you know, do their body functions, eat, sleep, go to the bathroom, and all that kind of stuff. You know, no human is infinite, okay? No human, not Jesus, all right? There are humans who may be more advanced, appear to be more advanced than you or me, let's say like a Jesus, okay? But Jesus doesn't know it all. Okay, that's why you shouldn't worship a Jesus. Mm-hmm. You should only, if you're going to worship anything, worship truth.
You use the word a Jesus.
Or Christ. Amen. Okay, you know, because still you have two. There's a you and a Christ. Mm-hmm. All right, there's this Alan who's worshiping a Christ, a Jehovah. Okay, and now I may have made Jehovah or Christ finite because I got to exist separate and apart from that God who's finite, right? Okay? And that's where the human mind has to be, okay? Now, the closest thing that you may experience, and it's still not it, is when you go to bed every night, okay, and you go into what's known as delta sleep. You know, you have dream sleep, you know, where you're dreaming about the monster attacking. But then when there's delta, a deep sleep, who's there to know it? This personal identity called Alan ain't there, okay? Mm-hmm. So what's there, all right? Now that's the question, okay? Because Alan is in direct opposition to the infinite, a God. as long as I think I'm Alan, then God can't be present. You get what I'm saying? I can have a religion that says God loves me. God can't love you. God can't love Jesus. If God loves you, he's no longer infinite. But God, notice when I said God, I think of something out there. Okay, maybe up in the sky, you know, sitting around a cloud, you know, with lightning bolts or something. Okay, God is here. And I am that. But not Alan. And not Jesus. Let's see, who was next?
Me.
You were next, and then Ball. Okay. Me, I.
I think I hear you saying that there is no spot where God is not.
Well, if you're talking about location, yeah.
Well, you can't
locate infinity. But yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
But that's not like a location.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So that's the way I see it.
Okay, that might help you. Look, I know this is... Okay, and the mind will resist a lot of this. Start with whatever you are. Who was it? Booker T. Washington said, put your buckets down where you are, or something like that. I didn't believe I was quoting Booker T. Washington. But anyway, start with where you are, okay? And then question, who is this one that is saying this, okay? And you keep opening, keep peeling that onion back, so to speak. So your question is, you know, omnipresent, which is the same as omniscience.
Yeah.
Okay? It's here, but the mind has to have a location. Like I'm in a studio, okay, in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, Ball.
I say, who am I? What is why am I?
Why? That ain't no why. See, if you have why, you're talking about purpose. Okay? Now, purpose implies time. And there ain't no time for the omniscient.
Well, infinity.
Yeah, ain't no time for it. God ain't got no time. So to speak. Was that eubonics? God ain't got.
No.
See, in our words, purpose means I have to get somewhere.
Well, what is that? That's purpose? An objective. Is that a matter of truth or a matter of mindlessness?
Well, truth only knows truth, and truth is all that there is, because it's infinite. Okay, right. So there's nowhere to get to for truth.
Right.
All right?
So why I am is just that I am.
Yes.
Right.
See, it gets into cause, you know, that appears to be, you know, the mind has to have cause and effect, like Raphael was saying earlier. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because, you know, I think Robin Ruth Carter calls me. Okay? Just like Sabine and Archibald call you, caused you, right? So, you know, that looks like A precedes B, and that's time, okay? So there ain't no cause, because you can go back and say, what caused this, what caused this, what caused this? And the ultimate cause is, of course, is God. Then you have to ask, what caused God? What caused infinity? Well, ain't no cause for infinity.
It is. It
just is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what caused is?
It just exists.
Yeah. Nothing. Yeah, Leonard, and then Bahia.
Okay. We get back to the source. We have to investigate, who am I? And we got to bypass, with that question, who am I, beliefs. Because beliefs are all about the mind. Beliefs are about something, and what we're talking about is nothing.
Right.
All right. So when Ball said, who am I, and then why am I? I thought about the question was, who's asking that question?
Yeah.
You see, because who am I is where you start, and then you say, well, why am I? Then you got to realize who's asking that question has to come from the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So that is so deep, because once you take a look at the mind begins to stop holding us as a hostage to the belief systems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we get to see that I can't have any qualities.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And everything that we look at has qualities.
Mm-hmm. Right. And dimensions. Yeah. It's, see, God can't have any questions.
Infinity has some questions.
Yeah, I mean, Infinity. I don't mean Jehovah.
I mean, but yeah.
Yeah.
It just gets to be,
yeah.
When you pop that up, it gets to be.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't use that word God because we got so much attached to it. Yeah, there's so much conditioning, you know. Your grandmama taught you and your mama and the preacher, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, you can use, you know, any other word like the infinite absolute or infinite intelligence or whatever, or isness or whatever, okay? Those words don't have as much attached to it like the word God. But the infinite absolute, can I ask a question? I mean, what would it need to know and what doesn't it know? Okay? You know, omniscient knows all and is all.
It just is all.
Just is all. Yeah, so it would never ask a question.
Yeah.
And so if there's a question being asked, it's a human. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so that question really denies the infinite. In other words, any question you ask, you know, says God isn't. All right? But since you're going to start off with a thought called I think, all right, you will have a question, all right? And you, this you or I, you know, is the one that's in contradiction to God. That is try. I don't care if you're Jesus, all right? If you say, I am Jesus, I am the Son of God, you have castrated God, okay? Who is next? Let me go to Dr. Street Girl since she hasn't talked.
Just wanted to kind of make a comment on something I think that was so, that's causing us to get into that, what you said, that's the depthness of it. I think that's what he said. Something Raphael said, I think, in the first show, he makes a point about the silence and the stillness. When I was in seminary, I want to think it's Joel Goldsmith, mm-hmm. Joel Goldsmith. Mm-hmm. He has a book called The Thunder of Silence.
Mm-hmm.
And in essence, because I can't quote the things that he said, but it's when you become that still, that's where the outside of the mind exists. When the mind gets still, then you don't have to, it's like the mind leaves. There's nothing else there. So the silence is what brings that allness, is what presents the allness or the omni, or the omnipresence, which is amazing because all those words start with zero.
Mm-hmm.
So the omni and the O, that's where we are. And that's where we remain. And it makes us just exist.
Well, so no, not you.
Not
you gotta go.
Okay, I gotta get that. Not that you.
Not that you.
Not that you.
Heaven is all reserved for God.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Right.
It's not, you know, Alan can't go to heaven.
Right.
All right? Jesus can't go to heaven. He's mm-hmm. not sitting on the right hand. Okay, that's just some human made up image. Okay? Because then, you know, Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God. That means God's limited. There's a place. And God's what, sitting in a chair or something, you know, that there's now a chair in God, mm-hmm. a throne in God.
And
then there's a, you know, location on the right hand. Yeah. And I guess then there's a left hand. And, you know, that's all human thinking. That's why the mind, human mind has to go. Anything you believe is not true. I don't care how good it may be. All right? It isn't true.
Right, Dr. Carter, you know, the mind is precious. You know, we're knocking the mind and we're talking about the mind and we're just saying all these things about the mind. The mind is connected to the body and the body works with the mind. Okay? However, the breath can take us into outside the mind because that's how we meditate. That's how we, you know, that's how we do quite a few different things that relax and take the stress out and help us to quiet the mind, okay? Mm-hmm. So the breath is extremely important, but the mind and those are formless, which the mind is part of it, because we cannot locate the mind, you know. Works with the spirits and works with the soul. They are interconnected with each other. And plus, the form, which is the heart, okay, and the brain, they all work interconnectedness with each other. And that's exactly what I was talking to you.
But you were, but
yeah.
I said that there's no body, there's no human.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying that there's a human and all these different parts of the human.
Well,
I don't get
you,
how
you
that
know, what
be.
Dr. Stu was talking about the spirits. The spirit is something that you have to allow to come to you, okay? And you have to call the spirits mm-hmm. to come to you. And that is a very powerful force. Because that's energy. Everything is energy.
Well, again...
Is that a belief or is that truth?
That
what you're
is
saying,
truth.
Is that a belief that, or is that
no,
the
that's
truth?
A truth. That's the truth.
According to what you believe.
Well, okay, see, this okay, is no, where this is us. Where we have to know what our premise is. And, you know, it's like when you get people with very religious, different religious point of views, mm-hmm. okay, or philosophical point of views. And they will have a premise, like a Christian will have the premise, let's say maybe that the Bible is God's word, okay? Mm-hmm. Or a Muslim will have the premise that the Quran is God's word. Now, that's their premise, okay? And from that, they can present what may seem like a reasonable and sound presentation, argument. But how do you know your premise is true? This is why I said, this is the only thing you should be concerned about. This is why we start off this program. Every intro we say, we want to awaken to absolute truth, but the mind doesn't want that. The mind wants to take beliefs, okay? And say, this is true. That's why we got in the Middle East, people killing each other in the name of their gods, okay? Oh, we have, you know, whatever. You know, nobody ever, you know, we can say, you know, I'm a Republican. Or I can say, you know, I'm a Democrat and I like Hillary. Those are beliefs. Not a word of truth is in it. But, you know, I would, you know, encourage you to go vote in November. All right. You're in the world. All right. And you will vote. But there's not a word of truth in it. Just be open to knowing that usually when you take a position, it's not true. Okay? No human knows truth. I don't care if you're Jesus. All right? That is impossible. But, you know, I will listen to whatever you have to say. Okay? Your different perspective. And I encourage you, don't ever let anybody tell you don't read this book. You know, to censor anything from you. All right? Use your own intelligence. Use your own critical thinking and say, what's the premise? Is it absolute truth? All right? And notice how your mind is going to sneak in there and try to hold on to something like it's true. Just notice your mind. Observe it. Okay? And you may not want to let it go. Many of you out there probably watching this show saying, you know, but he's attacking Jesus. You know, click. All right? Well, okay. That's all right. You know, but just see if you can. Archibald, I remember when we were at Morehouse, Dr. Mays used to come in on Tuesday, and, you know, who was a Baptist minister. Mm-hmm. And he was a scholar. And he would encourage us to ask questions. Okay? And anybody who respects scholarship would do that. But keep going beyond that. Don't let anything stop you from asking, how do I know this is true? Okay? And what is my premise? Is it true? And I just got a signal. Oh. It's a lie, but in the world, but not of the world. Yes, that fast, okay? In the world, but not of the world. You know, time appears to be real, but there ain't no time. But we function in this illusion called time. So keep asking questions, all right? And notice what you resist. That's the only thing that can resist is the human mind. Infinity can't resist. God can't resist anything. What can infinity resist? So if you're resisting something, you're in a lie. And you're saying a lie. Okay, I don't care who you are. So keep open, keep asking questions, and stay committed to asking, how do I know this is true? And who or what is this I that's saying this is true? Thank you.
You play my mama. You play my papa. Don't believe me.
This is from the State Correctional Institution and is subject to monitoring and recording.
Jailhouse psychiatrist. Jailhouse psychiatrist. Jailhouse psychiatrist. Welcome everyone. Love everyone. Love everyone. Moving forward with metaphysical, mental, physical. Get it? Moment. Goal setting, action show, conscious talk, straight talk, democracy versus justice.
Don't leave me.